A Rochester man is offering training in the construction field to give his students a chance to build a better life. The classes are held at a donated, abandoned church on Buffalo Road. Andrew Evans is the teacher. Andy is a master builder with years of training experience.
Looking at the community, I understand that this type of opportunity would be great for a lot of people that don't have a career, don't have an education, or don't have a way to earn a living wages. So I put together the program with a couple of partners, using our own monies to put this together so we can help other people not to fall into those cracks.
In this class of six men, three dropped out of high school and two were recently released from prison. Lindsay Blake had another kind of setback. He used to do some construction work but had to quit when he hurt his arm. He spent some time working at call centers and in tech support, but he's ready for a change.
Yeah, you know, I don't mind doing office work, but I like to get, I'm more hands-on. So, you know, at the end of the day, I'd rather do this. You know, we'll have different things to look at every single day. If you really want to think about it, we can go to different houses or even just building. You know, it's not, we're not really going to be working on the same thing all day. When you work at a call center, it's pretty much the same thing back to back, looking at the clock on the computer all day. So this is definitely a lot better. Time flies by when you're here.
The class is learning how to build a house. Lindsay is confident what he's learning here will translate into a job.
Because we're learning everything right here, from pretty much building a house from the ground up. So we're starting from the basement all the way up to the roof and electricity. So it's going to get us well-rounded for the future.
There is a labor shortage in the construction trades. There aren't enough young workers to replace those that are retiring. But Andy says sometimes a lack of a high school education or a criminal record can be a barrier to a job.
But I contend that you don't need to have a high school diploma to learn how to put siding on a house, or to put insulation in a house, or to put drywall in a house. So when they finish our program, they can go on to one of those trades if they like. Some of the people that I've trained, they come back to me and they tell me a couple years later that they know how to do it better than I taught them. And if they can do that, I love it.
Tuition for some of the students is covered by a program called In Control. Some of the building supplies have been donated by local companies, and the Rochester Construction Training Center would welcome more community support.